This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. In honor of the inauguration today, we're looking at what Barack Obama's presidency might mean for the arts. Here's Obama himself on Meet the Press last month.
You're going to have a huge impact culturally in terms of the tone of the country. Right. Who are the kinds of artists that you would like to bring to the White House?
Oh, well, you know, we have thought about this because part of what we want to do is to open up the White House and remind people this is the people's house. Thinking about the diversity of our culture and inviting jazz musicians and classical musicians and poetry readings in the White House so that once again we appreciate this incredible tapestry that's America. I think is going to be incredibly important, particularly because we're going through hard times.
We've had plenty of artists on this show who would no doubt be encouraged by that vision. But until they get a White House invitation, here are their hopes for the new president.
To listen to your messages, press 1. First saved message sent Friday, January 2nd at 4:48 p.m.
Hey, Barack. Saxophonist Rudresh Mahanthapa here. How are you? Man, it was great to see you the other night at the gig. I'm sorry I didn't get to talk to you. I was kind of mobbed by the crowd there. When I looked up, you were gone. So your predecessor, George, I can't remember his last name, he approved like $500 billion for the military. And I was thinking, if we just took the money that was designated to tanks and any existing tanks that have been built that aren't on the road, that we could strip those down, make hybrid cars out of them, sell those, and take a portion of the profits and channel that towards music education. I think it's going to work great. Plus, we already got a great name for it. We're going to call it Tanks for the Music. What do you say? All right, man. I hope I see you soon. I heard you're bringing jazz back to the White House, so I expect a call very, very soon. Take care, brother. Bye.
Next message sent Saturday, January 3rd at 12:38 p.m.
Hi, Barack. This is Elizabeth Strab. I'm a choreographer in New York City and wanted to weigh in on the easiest, cheapest way to change our world. Here's the plan laid out simply, i.e., every morning before coffee, all 300 million people in the USA would jump up and down 3 times and do a full 360 turn in the air and finish by snapping into a huge X with their body vertically. This will take a mere 4 seconds total. It's cheap, fast, and no special skills or training are required. If you inaugurate this movement policy, I predict, wars will end, sadnesses will cease, and the need for Ritalin will disappear. Congratulations, and call if you need more information.
Next message sent Sunday, January 4th at 5:13 p.m.
Hey, Barack, it's Wiley Dufresne from WD-50 in New York City. I'm a chef here, and congrats on the big win, man. I know you probably have 1,000 things to do right now, but I just wanted to see if you could help me out and make sure that foie gras stays legal while you're in office. Some places, including your hometown, have tried to ban it, and it's really a disturbing trend. Anyway, thanks for hearing me out. Good luck with the move, and hope you can stop by for a bite next time you're in the neighborhood.
End of message. Next message.
Oh, I didn't hear the beep. Is it recording? Okay. Hi, Barack Obama. Congratulations on being our next president. Couldn't happen to a more wonderful person. By the way, this is Lorraine Levine. You know me because of Sarah Jones, the black girl who does the one-person shows. I mean, not that you should know everybody who's black. I know it will be stressful, but try to quit the smoking if you can. And mazel tov.
Excuse me, I'm Lorraine. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. But hi, I just wanted to get a moment to say to Mr. President Barack Obama that it is such an honor to be on your voicemail right now. And as a Latina, I'm very excited for your presidency. I mean, I know you don't have any Spanish blood yourself, but you have family from Indonesia, and they all look Latino and everything. So that's kind of close enough for me right now.
Oh, excuse me. I just want to say my piece, you know what I'm saying, was good, Barack Obama. My name is Rashid. Me, I'm not usually an emotional dude, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, on January 20th, I feel like I'm probably going to cry in public for the first time since Jay-Z retired, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it popping. The world needs you. Peace.
If you hadn't guessed, those last three characters are really characters played by this woman. Sarah Jones.
Hi, Barack. This is Sarah Jones. Those were some friends of mine, and I thought I would weigh in, too. I'm just hoping that you're going to prioritize quality jobs and education and access to good health care for everybody, and I guess just in general, restoring our place, well, on the world stage. So as a fellow solo performer, that's my little advice as you prepare to open the ultimate one-man show. Break a leg, Barack. Here's hoping for a standing O. Bye.